Okay, so can I have your name, please?
Alia.
Alia?
Alia Kate.
A-L-I-A.
And you're not from D.C., right?
No, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, did you have any trouble getting here?
Yes, as soon as we got to the airport, we checked in. We were there 2 hours early, like usual, and we all went to check in. And as soon as they got our name, it turned out that the computer was locked, or so they told us, and they couldn't unlock it until the sheriff came. And the sheriff came, and the first thing she said to me was, grab your bags and follow me. We have to take you to do some further questioning. And apparently, on the way out there, I found out that I was the second person that that had happened to in our group. And I was one of the first ones on, so that's why. And she told me that it was no big deal. It was just a procedural. There was a database of names that, like the FBI or the Air Marshals had compiled of possible suspect terrorists. And that one of the names, or my name, most of been linked to one of those and come close to it. And that's the reason why I was being stopped. So I went into an office for about 20 minutes, and there were about 3 or 4 sheriffs that came at once, and they just asked me questions. They asked me, if I was from Milwaukee, if I lived here my whole life, what my nationality was, where it turned out that I'm half Iranian, and so they asked me if my mother was Iranian or my father, when he came here, if he was a citizen, etc. They asked me if I traveled anywhere outside of the United States and where that was. I've been to Indonesia, Philippines, Singapore, India, Europe. I've been to a lot of places, but it just so happens that, and then they told me that there was this guy who had been arrested, and he was Indonesian and linked with Al Qaeda, and he was called the bomb maker or something like that. And so they were on extra alert. And then they also told me that only 4 people a day are usually procedurally stopped by this check. And so after they checked, I guess they made some phone calls, checked with immigration to make sure that my name wasn't, or I wasn't who they had suspected. They took me back, and on my way back, I saw another one of our group, Bella, being pulled in there. And it turns out she was the third one to be stopped. And so I went back, and it took them a while to get my boarding pass together. And then they gave it to me, and they said that I had to have my bag screened extra. I had to go through an anti-check of all my carry-on items when I got up to the gate. And I had to have a special, metal detector, thing go on. So basically, I was a special person because I got extra security. I guess that was only the start of it, because as soon as the rest of our group came in, about 20 more of them were flaked, and those were people varying from college students, high school students, nuns, and priests in our group that were stopped. It appeared to have no order, and the first thing that went through my mind was maybe it was because of my nationality or because my name sounds maybe a little Arabic. I don't know. But then as soon as people started getting grouped together by the tens and eventually 20, I wondered what it was about. We didn't find out till later. And pretty much happened is they held the group. They said they were holding them indefinitely until they could process all of them through it, and which means they would call immigration and find out that they weren't on the list, et cetera. And meanwhile, our plane left, and they didn't stop it. They couldn't stop it. I guess Midwest did all they could, but it was someone higher up from Midwest that put that final order in. The sheriffs were actually really nice, and I guess Midwest did everything they could to get us on this flight. But someone higher up stopped us and said we couldn't go.
How long were you at the airport?
We were at the... Most people got there about 4:45, 4:30. Our plane left at 6:55.
What?
In the evening. And then we didn't get out of there until about 9:30. A couple of our group, about 5 of them, got on the plane, and they actually made it here. they were adults, so that was their decision to go, and they had been cleared through. And one of them, before coming, called every single major network in the city. And so soon they showed up, and that's part of the reason why we stayed so long. Apparently, by the time our plane was about to leave, everyone had been cleared, except they weren't midway, or someone said no. Okay, they had all been processed, I guess, by that point. So one of them...
And the processing consisted just of checking all of the records?
Yeah, calling the air marshals, making sure they weren't the suspect terrorists. So, yeah, I guess that's what happened. And then the reason why we stayed so much later after that was because we had, like, countless people were interviewed by the major network. And,
have you seen any of the coverage that they did?
Yeah. It was actually Fox News was our biggest supporter. And I know, like, it's unbelievable. Okay, don't quote me on that. But we were their top story, and the reporter stayed there all night long, and he was really thorough. He was the first person on the case, and he supported us and Team Zoom in the broadcast, so we were really surprised about that. And it turned out that there were so many people being interviewed, there were so many different networks that we couldn't watch them all at the same time.
Now, if you don't want to answer any questions, please, but... Are you an American citizen?
Yeah.
Have you ever, do you have any sort of a criminal record of any sort that would lead anyone to believe that you were a dangerous terrorist?
No criminal record. The only sin I'm guilty of is being a peace activist. And it seems that that's
the reason.
What group was
Peace Action Wisconsin. And we ordered the tickets by block, and that's what they said. Sometimes if it's ordered by block in, like, suspect ways, it could be swayed. So one of the sheriffs, before any serious stuff started happening, actually said that the reason we were probably stopped was because there were peace troops going to Washington to rally and lobby.
What do you
going
to do when you get back?
We're going in on Monday to lobby our senators about the whole Plan Columbia deal, and we're also going to consequently mention what happened at the airport. We're going to go back, we're going to do follow-ups with all the news stations, letters to the editor, get the word out as much as possible.
What are your thoughts about the criminalization of dissent and the increasing equating of activism with terrorism in the wake of September 11th?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. They have us flagged out for being some kind of... dissident terrorist organization, and in fact, we're coming out here to protest those things, and we're coming out here to participate in the democratic process of lobbying our Congress and our senators, and there they are stopping our democratic rights. They're violating our rights.
Have you flown since, is this the first time you've flown since September 11th?
Yes. Yeah, I was nowhere near expecting any of this to happen.
So, is it going to trip any time soon?
Actually, I'm coming back here. It's on the
soon.
It'll
be fun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
I don't know if it's on record or not, but I probably couldn't say it. Because, like, they found out who the one person, it turned out that there was only one person who flaked it for everybody else. And they finally told us his name. And I guess since he was flagged, they randomly checked everyone else. But they didn't. They didn't check anyone else who went on the plane here to D.C., anyone who wasn't with the group. And they didn't check every single person in our group.
Did they give the reason for why that one individual was flagged?
His name matched the one of a potential terrorist. I don't know. Do you guys think I can say that?
We don't need it.
Okay. All right.
But was he eventually allowed to travel as well?
Oh, yeah. He was one of the groups that's clear. He's here.
Good.
Of course.
Thank you very much, not a terrorist.
Thank you. Yeah.